Representative Don Young says Alaska's current budget woes could have been avoided if state lawmakers had listened to him back in the 1980s when a similar drop in oil prices led to a similar budget deficit.
And I kept telling you, you got to diversify into an economic plan that keeps the budget stable and not depend on one industry. And the state didn't listen.
He says oil prices rebounded then, and the state continued to rely on oil tax revenue for most of its income. If it had instead invested more in fisheries, tourism, and timber, Young says, Alaska wouldn't be facing a $4 billion deficit now. He says Alaska's sitting on a gold mine, if it's managed correctly.
The one bad part about it, we can manage it correctly, but we have a nasty landlord. And that nasty landlord is the federal government. And the utilization of regulations is stifling this country and this state.
In hopes of alleviating that problem somewhat, Young has introduced a measure that would transfer 2 million acres of the Tongass National Forest to state ownership. He says Alaska still hasn't received all the land it was promised at statehood, so a transfer makes sense. Young says he believes the bill will succeed in Congress, and if it also makes it past the president, although probably not the current one, Young says the state then can use its new acreage for logging. Young often addresses the issue of manufacturing and how those jobs no longer exist, at least not in large numbers, in the United States. He told the chamber audience that the national debt continues to increase because the country no longer makes its own stuff.
I like to say that we're all guilty. Each one in this room is guilty. I challenge all of you to take all the clothes off your bodies now not made in the United States. What do I have? I got a bunch of naked people. And that's not too attractive, I'll tell you that right now. We're all guilty because we buy from abroad using borrowed dollars to buy.
Terry Wanzer, a local business owner, asked Young about the Affordable Care Act, often referred to as Obamacare. Young says it's the worst piece of legislation ever passed, but he doesn't believe it ever will be fully repealed.
Once you give birth to something like that, it's pretty hard to put it back in toothpaste tube.
Instead, Young says he hopes to revise the national health care reform measure. Another audience member expressed concern that President Barack Obama will use his power to declare national monuments to put more of Southeast Alaska off limits to resource extraction. Young says it's likely the president will try, and if he succeeds, the only way to repeal it would be by another president. But he says Hillary Clinton won't do it.
And I'll be right up front with you. I am not a Hillary supporter. I remembered her when she had braces on her teeth and long braids. She was a prosecutor to Richard Nixon as an intern in law school. And she was a little snit then, and she's a big snit now. You know?
Dick Coos, a Ketchikan City Council member, expressed concern about President Obama obstructing Congress.
And we send a Republican Congress back there, and we got nowhere. The traitor sitting in a White House just gives you the finger. And what are we going to do about it?
Young responded that it's partly Congress's fault for not working together and for removing the power of earmarks.
Without earmarks, I have no way to make that kid get his hand out of the cookie jar or put it in. I had that committee, the Transportation Committee, and I'm very proud of it. I had 75 votes, half Republican, half Democrats, they all voted with me. One of the reasons I had power over them, I could reward or I could punish.
Young briefly addressed his bid for re-election and the recent announcement of a new candidate, Steve Lindbeck, who's running as a Democrat.
He's going to come down and say, we need a new face. Maybe. But keep in mind, this congressman, your congressman, has signed into laws by presidents more than any legislator in Congress today. I think that's a pretty successful job.
Young will turn 83 in June. If reelected, this will be his 23rd term as Alaska's only congressman. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.